For some people, life is meant to be grim. For those people, a smirk, a smile, is a burden to be dealt with. One of those people is commentator Gwen Macsai.
A little while ago, I was having trouble sleeping. I asked my sister, the doctor, about what low-level sleep aids were out there. She took me aside with a furrowed brow. "Do you think this could be part of something else?" she asked. "Maybe, you know, you have a problem with anxiety?" Duh! A week later, I had a prescription for a little pink pill. I loved it. Slept like Rip Van Winkle. I was happy, and I didn't like it. Happy? What's so great about being happy? Happiness is overrated. Why? Why, you may ask? How could something so sought after, so admired, so deified be so overrated? Let me explain. First of all, when you're happy, no one wants to hear about it.
That woman is aggressively happy.
At least, not if you're happier than they are. It's like losing weight. Once you do it, you have to shut up about it.
I just bought a size 4.
I hate you.
In other words, know your audience. And guess what? Your audience doesn't care. Second of all, once you get happy, you actually have to stay happy. That sucks. I mean, anyone can achieve happiness for a few minutes, a day, a week, or even two, but happy over time? Talk about pressure. Third of all, it's a real conversation stopper.
How are you?
Great.
Kids?
Great.
Work?
Great.
Talking to a happy person is like conversational cotton candy. Fourth, there's nowhere to go but down. Once you're happy, the best you can do is fall from grace. When you're unhappy, the possibilities are endless.
People you love will turn their backs on you. You'll lose your hair, your teeth. Your knife will fall out of its sheath.
Fifth, happiness isn't nearly as fulfilling as unhappiness is unfulfilling. Sixth, if everyone was happy, there would be no art, music, fiction, theater, stand-up comedy, sketch comedy, improv comedy, or anything funny, anytime, anywhere. So I decided to leave the little pink pill in the bottle. Of course, now I can't always depend on a good night's sleep, but I can depend on my body to produce a daily dose of what it knows it needs to survive. Cynicism, pessimism, sarcasm, and hostility. And frankly, nothing could make me happier.
Sad because I'm happy, and I'm happy 'cause I'm mad, and I'm mad 'cause it sounds sappy to be happy when you're sad. Everybody sing.
Gwen Macsai lives in Evanston, Illinois, if you can call that living.